ॐ हरि ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम् ॐ सहनाभवतो सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ यश्छन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः डू वाण्ट् चाण्ट् आफ्टर् मी ॐ यश्छन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः ॐ यश्छन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभूव छन्दोभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभूव छन्दोभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभूव छन्दोभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु मेधया स्पृणोतु समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरं मे विचर्षणम् शरीरं मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णाभ्याम् कर्णाभ्याम् भूरिविश्रुवम् 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 ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय श्रुतम् मे गोपाय We haven't yet started, just we started.
I'm beginning to mess.
Don't worry, take your own time, be relaxed.
Om Medha Devi Jushamana Agar Om Medha Devi Jushamana Agar ॐ मेधा देवी जुषमाणा न आगात्
ॐ मेधा देवी
जुषमाणा न आगात् विश्वाची भद्रा सुमनस्य माना विश्वाची भद्रा सुमनस्य माना सुमनस्य माना सुमनस्य माना विश्वाची भद्रा विश्वाची भद्रा सुमनस्य माना
सुमनस्य माना
सुमनस्य माना सुमनस्य माना त्वया जुष्टा त्वया जुष्टा नुदमाना नुदमाना दुरुक्तान् 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 त्वया जुष्टा नुदमाना त्वया जुष्टा नुदमाना दुरुक्तान् दुरुक्तान् बृहद्वदेम
बृहद्वदेम
विदथे सुवीराः विदथे सुवीराः बृहद्वदेम विदथे బృహద్వదేమ విదథే బృహద్వదేమ విదథే బృహద్వదేమ విదథే సువీరాః త్వయా జుష్టరిషిర్భవతి జుష్టరిషిర్భవతి దేవిత్వయా బ్రహ్మాగతశ్రీరుతత్వయా 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 త్వయా జుష్టశ్చిత్రం విందతే జుష్టశ్చిత్రం విందతే వసుసానో జుషస్వ ద్రవిణోన మేధే వసుసానో జుషస్వ ద్రవిణోన మేధే మేధాం ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతీ మేధాం మే అశ్వినావుభావాధత్తాం పుష్కరస్రజా అశ్వినావుభావాధత్తాం పుష్కరస్రజా అప్సరాసుచ యా మేధా గంధర్వేషుచ యన్మనః దైవీ మేధా సరస్వతీ సామా మేధా సురభిర్జుషతాం ఆమా మేధా నెక్స్ట్ లైన్ ఆమా మేధా సురభిర్విశ్వరూపా హిరణ్యవర్ణ జగతి జగమ్యా ఊర్జస్వతే పయసా పింబమానా సామా మేధా సుప్రతీకాజుషంతాం మయి ప్రజాం మయి అగ్నిస్తేజో దధాతు మయి ప్రజాం మయీంద్ర ఇంద్రియం దదాతు మహేంద్ర ఇంద్రియం దదాతు మయి మేధాం మయి మేధాం మయి ప్రజాం మయి ప్రజాం మయి సూర్యో మయి సూర్యో భ్రాజో దధాతు భ్రాజో దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః.
ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
సీ దిస్ మంత్ర, ఇఫ్ యు రిసైట్ ఇట్, చాంట్ ఇట్ ఫెయిత్ఫుల్లీ, ఐ టెల్ యూ విల్ సీ ద రిజల్ట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్. అట్లే ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత జ్ఞానం అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఆస్పెక్ట్. ఐమ్ సేయింగ్ చక్కి. That's why I'm very keen about teaching. People do chant it, but if the Shraddha is not enough, then it may not be effective. No, because every day you say, Vasvasano Jushasvadravino Namedhe, chant it. And ask me what is Suktam. You ask me, well, just leave this nakshan and let me then go to the next mantra. Is Suktam. Simply, we suppose if you look into the dictionary, you can find the word Suktam is a hymn, a word of praise. Then you can see the meaning in the dictionary. Suppose any statement of fact, any statement or any statement of fact, a sentence, definitely contains wisdom. And you understand the fact, okay, revealed by that statement, or the when you understand the wisdom contained in that statement, then you relate to the wisdom contained in the statement. When you are able to relate to the wisdom contained in that statement, then there is joy. And when you want to express the joy of relating to the wisdom contained in the statement, then you say, "Ah, very well said." It is what is Sukta. So here you can say all these Suktas, in fact, you know, if you read and the meaning of the words, statements, a Suktam, and you can understand, really you can appreciate how the facts said there are very well said. It is Sukta. We have the construct of the mantras. Suppose we say, before going to that, we have an acharya called Vidyaranya Swami, and he says there is a beautiful Yajurveda Bhashya Bhumika, an explanatory notes on the commentary of Yajurveda. Okay, Yajurveda Bhashya Bhumika, and in that he just says what is Vedaha, Mantra Brahmanatmako Vedaha. Veda is nothing but a collection of hymns and their explanations. So Veda, he says, Veda concerns two portions. One portion of Veda concerns mantras, another portion of Veda concerns Brahmanaha. Mantra Brahmanatmako Vedaha. It's a defense. He defines by saying that. That means the mantras, actually, the many mantras, the Brahmanas explain the meaning of the word Suktam, mantra. I mean, the name of the Suktam, meaning of the Suktam, and the It explains the other details of its importance, you know, and the utilization of that, how usefulness of that mantra in performing a given ritual, etc. All these things are explained in detail in the Brahmana portion. And Suktam is, you know, a set of mantras. It is, in fact, it corresponds to the encomiums, I mean, expounded. Found in the Puranic literature. Suppose every, we say, there are many suktams, and we have many, many suktas are found in the Rig Veda, and there are suktas in Yajur Veda, and this Medha Suktam is particularly in Yajur Veda, Medha Suktam. I told about this, the whole Jagat is Ishvara, and we have every phenomenon which all the entire phenomena which constitute the whole Ishvara of, you know, there every phenomenon is understood, worshipped as Devata. See, we cannot imagine the Jagat without one Devata, one phenomenon. Imagine the Jagat without space, it's not possible. Imagine the Jagat without air, what will happen? Imagine the Jagat without fire. Imagine the Jagat without water. Imagine Jagat without earth. So every phenomenon seems to be very important, not seems to be very important for the Jagat to be what it is, for all the functions to be going on. Suppose the heat is there. Just I tell you how Upanishad looks at a Devata. So the heat, there is a substance called heat, there is something called heat, and it is all pervasive. And the highly concentrated heat, you know, in the smallest volume of space is fire, isn't it? So we cannot imagine life without fire. And there, suppose there is Agni Suktam. We have a Suktam called Agni Suktam, wherein it really, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of Agni, you know, and praising Agni. Similarly, we have, suppose the water is there, water. There's some appreciation of Bhagavan as Bhagavan's vibhuti there. Suppose water is there, and we know we have the scientific knowledge of the water, what it is, and we have the technological knowledge of the water, and we know these things. But it's a simple truth which anybody will know, ordinary person also will know, who's given to science or technology. He can say, oh, the water has the capacity to quench the thirst. The capacity to quench the thirst of thirst as a process of life is known to all the beings, including even the animals know, the plants know. That is, thirst way the root of the plant can go wherever the water is penetrating. The knowledge is there. So this given capacity, we look at it as the splendor or the glory, vibhuti, of a given Devata. And this is a power. There's a constructive power, there's a destructive power, the power. So this power of this power of the capacity, the power of one aspect, you know, the sutra part says said to be the one aspect of the cosmic power of Ishvara. So we invoke the grace by singing in praise, or by reciting in praise of that Devata. Like that, we say, suppose every anything which is manifest is as a Devata, and we can invoke the grace of the Lord by reciting in praise of that given Devata. Reciting in that through the invocation of the given Devata, invoke the grace of the Lord the whole. So here the Medha, the intellect, the power of intellection, the faculty of knowing, is in fact one of the important manifestations. That is why Bhagavan says in Bhagavad Gita, the buddhi shakti hi buddhi hi, buddhir buddhimata masme. It comes in Bhagavad Gita, I am the buddhi, the intellect, the intelligence of the intelligent. Buddhir buddhimatam aham buddhihi asmi. Buddhiman shabdha, buddhimat shabdha. And then if you take Buddhiman, it is nominated Buddhiman, Buddhimantam. It comes in the few, it is a possessive plural is Buddhimatam. Buddhimataha, Buddhimatam. Buddhimatam Jananam, Aham Buddhiyasmi. And the intellect, and the intelligence of those who are intelligent people. Well, everything is Bhagavan, but still the importance is highlighted there. And if you go to Kathopanishad, there is a beautiful verse which says, Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi. Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi. Shariram tu ratham, Shariram Rathamevatu. Rathamevacha. Buddhim tu Saratim Vidhi. Manah Pragrahamevacha. Now, the self is the what rides the chariot, has ridden the chariot. And this shariram, the body is the chariot. The buddhi is the charioteer who drives the chariot. Okay? And the mind is the reins, the bridle, held by the buddhi and tied to the horses, which stand for five senses. The sense of power of it is very important. If the buddhi is not governed, if the mind, the reins, the mind of reins, the bridle, okay, is not governed by the buddhi, viveka shaktihi, the power of discrimination, then it can be dragged by the five senses, the horses of five senses, anywhere. You may not reach your destination, the end. So the buddhi should not be governed by the mind, but the mind should govern. Mind should be governed by the buddhi. So buddhi is very important there. So here the medha, here the particularly this, in this medha suktam, I'm not going to the details now. This medha suktam, the we seek the medha herself. Medha happens to be the feminine gender word. We say okay, devi. Medha is a devi. And you say, may this Medha Dev, we had to be blessed with the Medha Shakti, good power of intellection. We need the Veka Buddhihi, Veka Shaktihi, to rise above the mental impressions, the emotions, to govern them, to manage them, and to become free from them. We need this Shakti. So here this Medha Suktam, especially it is always said in all the Vedanta classes, every Vedanta class should begin with this. So that they will be, the student who study, pursue the Vedantic knowledge will be able to continue, you know, but then all without any obstacles. That's the idea. We had to, you know, I had to say so much about this Medha Suktam, about the Suktam, so I had to say so much. I want to finish Medha Suktam, I want to get it correctly, then I can always talk to them about it. Let them get the suktam first. So we did the first mantra, not the second mantra, I think. Om Medha Devi Jushamanana Agad Vishvachi Bhadra Sumanasyamana Twayajushta Nudamana Duruktaan Brihadvadema Vidate Suvira Tvaya Jushta Rishir Bhavati Devi Tvaya Brahma Gata Shri Ruta Tvaya Tvaya Jushta Chitram Vindate Vasusano Jusha Swadravino Namedhe Medham Indro Dadatu Medham Devi Saraswati Medham me ashvina bhubhava dhattam pushkarasraja. To first we said, may Medha Devi come to us. No? May the power of intellection. See, may we be blessed with good power of intellection. We ask in a different way. May Medha Devi come to us. But here, Medham indro dadato. Medham, may Indraha Dadatu. Dadatu is a third person imperative verb. Dadati, Dadatu. May he give. May he bless. May. So, may first, then may, this Sanskrit may comes. No? Medham ma. the ma actually should be me. The ekara is lopaha. No? Ekara follows, therefore ekara becomes ekara is lopaha bhavati. So me, to me, Indraha, to me dadatu, who Indraha? Indra Devata, me, the Lord Indra, or Indra, Indra Devata, give me Medha Shakti, bless me with Medha. Indraha, me, Medham, Dadatu. And here the question comes, who is this Indraha? Who is this Indraha? When Indraha, suppose the power, the physical prowess, the strength of the entire physical body, the stamina, physical stamina, the strength, the physical body, not the entire prowess is Indraha. The Devata. This is a Devata. If you want good strength, physical strength, good stamina, you should seek the base of Indra. Devata. Which other culture has this? Tell me. The physical strength is Devata. Bhagavan's manifestation. So Indraha, we have to say Indraha is the presiding deity, okay, of the power of the organs of action called hands also. And Indra is the, Indra stands for the Shakti, complete Shakti of the entire physical body. Indra is a personification, in fact. In Puranas we have Indra coming with all diadem and all those things. This is Indraha. So may this Indra bless me with good power of intellection. Maybe that means may there be good physical prowess and good physical strength and good physical stamina so that my capacity to know things will not be affected. See, if you're physically not well, then you cannot, won't be able to really listen to properly, understand things properly. The physical strength sometimes becomes an obstacle, you know, in being able to listen and understand, know things correctly. Therefore, may Indra bless me with the good power of intellection. So may the physical strength in the body, the mental stamina, bless me, help me to be able to listen to things properly, to understand properly, to know things correctly. It did not be an obstacle in enjoying good power of intellection, in having good intellect. Medham ma Indra dadato, medham ma Indra dadato, Indraha me medham dadato. Is the word, no? Indraha me mahyam medham dadato. Medham ma Indra dadato, medham devi dadato, medham devi Saraswati, medham devi Saraswati. Now next we ask, devi Saraswati me medham dadato. So again, the Saraswati, we say goddess of learning, the capacity to learn. Now learn, understand. Say Medha Shakti, otherwise said to be what? Saraswati. So may Saraswati, goddess of learning, may power of intellection, the capacity to learn, bless me with the good power of intellection, good intellect, intelligence. Medham ma Indra dadato, medham devi Saraswati. Medham ma Indra dadato, medham devi Saraswati. In fact, whenever we have the problem of being distracted, getting distracted, and we have to say this because we need the grace. We know that we know the value of learning, and we know the value of understanding. We want to pursue, but our own pratibandha won't allow us to sit, distract. then we need the, so we ask the Medha Devi as Saraswati to bless us with the capacity to sit and understand and listen. Listen and understand. Medam Devi Saraswati, 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 Medam Maindro Dadatu, Medam Devi Saraswati. Medam ma indro dadatu medam devi saraswati. Look at the beauty of it. We say we are invoking the grace of Bhagavan, no, in the form of the Medha Devi, Medha Shakti, and we want, we seek actually good power of intellection, good intelligence, but indirectly what we are asking for? We are asking for good physical strength, because one contributes for the other. We ask for the good stamina. We seek the grace and we want Medha Shakti, because without Medha Shakti nothing great can be accomplished. First thing we want is good Medha Shakti, and we want Medha Shakti. The Medha Shakti can be, you know, there only if other things are also there. So it is indirectly we are asking for everything. It's very important Soktam it is. Medam ma indro dadatu medam devi saraswati. Medam ma indro dadatu medam devi saraswati. Medam me, medam me, medam me, medam me, me. Swarita swara there. Medham me, medham me, ashvina vubhavadhattam, ashvina vubhavadhattam, ashvina vubhavadhattam, ashvina vubhavadhattam. Pushkarasraja, Pushkarasraja, Pushkarasraja. Here we talk about the two other two devatas, okay? The Ashwin, the twin brothers, Ashwins, no? Ashwins, Ashwin Kumaras we say. It's Ashwin devatas, you are the presiding deities of the nostrils. Two nostrils, they are all twin brothers. Ashwins. We think Ashwin, the two twin brothers sitting there or what? No. The two nostrils and the devatas, the power which govern these nostrils, two nostrils, and they are known as said to be Ashwin devatas, two twin brothers. Ashwinau. Why? Ashwin, Ashwinau. So it is dual. Ashwinau, Ubhau. Both. Ashwina Ubhau. Ashwinau Ubhau Adhattam. There this Hoyavayavaha, Ayavayava Sandhi comes. E Ashwinau Ubhau Adhattam. Ashwina Ubhavadhattam. Ashwina, and Swara comes. Ashwina Ubhavadhattam. Ashwina Ubhavadhattam. Pushkarasraja,
Pushkarasraja.
So here, this Pushkarasraja is adjective for Ashwinau. Pushkarasraja Ubhau Ashwinau Medham Adhattam. Medham is understood. Okay? So, may Saraswati bless me with Goddess of Learning, Saraswati bless me with Medha Shakti, may Indraha bless me with Medha Shakti. Now we say, may Ashwins, okay, the two Ashwin, twin brothers Ashwins, the Pushkarasraja, may both of them bless me with Medha Shakti. Okay, that's the meaning. So here, they said to me, the Pushkarasraja is a word there to mean. Pushkara means actually the lotus. And the Pushkarasraja means those who have the garland of lotus. Those who are endowed with the garland of lotus. Sak means garland, okay? Sraja. Pushkara Sraja means, Pushkara means lotus. So here Pushkara, the Ashwin Kumars always said to be wearing the garlands, lotus garlands in Puranas, okay? And if you ask, they are also said to be the divine physicians. They are connected to the medicines. Again, if you say, in spring season, there will be lot of flowers. This is called spring season, okay? In spring there must be flowers. And all they take in Ayurveda, I wish it was not in India. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Mother, can I speak to you later on? So, this, in all, they take all the flower, extract juice from, it's called, you know, this is Kusumakara. Vasanta Kusumakaraha. Spring season is called Vasanta Kalaha. And Vasanta Kusumakaraha is the name of a given medicine. It is nothing but juice extracted from all the flowers which bloom in spring season. And one of the flowers is this, this lotus. Okay? There's something to do with this, the medicinal value of the lotus. So here these two, the devatas, Ashwins, who are said to be the presiding devatas, deities of the nostrils, are said to be two divine physicians. They're always linked to that. But they're always said to be wearing these garlands, these lotus garlands. So Pushkara Sraja. So may these Ashwin devatas, Ashwin Kumars, Ashwin, the twin brothers, may both these twin brothers, Ashwin devatas, who preside over the nostrils, who are always endowed with these lotus garlands also, bless me with the Medha Shakti. So contribute for my enjoying good power of intellection. So whatever they are supposed to do with me, okay, I let them be functioning properly, so their function, okay, not be an obstacle, you know, enjoying good intelligence, good intellect. It's very, very, very well thought of and very well presented. Medham Indro Dadatu Medham Devi Saraswati.
Medham Indro Dadatu Medham Devi Saraswati.
Medham Me Ashwina Vubhava Dattam.
Medham Me Ashwina Vubhava Dattam.
Pushkarasrajam,
Pushkarasrajam,
Apsarasucha,
Apsarasucha,
Ashvinavubhavadhattam,
Ashvinau Ubhau Adhattam.
Okay, I agree. Ubhau means both. Ashwino, both Ashwins. Both devatas who preside, Ashwins who preside over the nostrils. Adhatta means place. May them place. May those Ashwin devatas infuse wisdom in me. Place wisdom in me. Adhattam. Dadatu first said give. So adhatta means what? Adhadhatu means infuse. Here or may place. So may place buddhi in me, okay? There's no buddhi inside. may the place buddhi in me. The literal meaning. So it means may those devatas infuse medha shakti in me. Adhattam. I thought you assumed you understood it. Sorry. Ashvinau ubhau
adhattam.
Say now. Ashvinau. Okay, Pushkarasraja, say now, Pushkarasraja, Ubhau,
अश्विनौ
मेधाम
आदत्ताम उभौ पुष्करस्रजा अश्विनौ मेधाम आदत्ताम ओके उभौ पुष्करस्रजा मेधाम सेम नॉमिनेटिव ओके या उभौ अश्विनौ पुष्करस्रजा मेधाम मयि आदत्ताम मयि इज अंडरस्टूड ओके इंस्टेड ऑफ मे आदत्ताम ओके
अश्विना उभावाधत्ताम पुष्करस्रजा अप्सरासुच या मेधा गंधर्वेषु च यन्मनः दैवी मेधा सरस्वती सामां मेधा सुरभिर्जुषताम्
सी सा सुरभिः मेधा दैवी मेधाम् जुषताम् सी सा मेधा जुषताम् मे दैट मेधा शक्ति मेधा देवी जुषता मीन्स मे ब्लेस See, when your second person comes, Jushasva, first you said, Jushasva, may you bless. They say, Jushasva, Jushatam, may bless. Okay, who should bless me now? May Medha Devi bless me. With good power of intelligence, good power of intellection, good intelligence, good capacity to know, good faculty of knowing. Medha Devi Jushatam. And he says Saraswati. So Medha Devi, who is the of the learning of goddess of learning, bless me with power of intellection. And we say here there is a beautiful word Surabihi. Is there a word Surabihi? Mm-hmm. Surabhir Jushatam. I found come across the word Surabihi. Surabihi is in fact like celestial cow. Surabhihi means Kamadenuhu. Surabhihi is stands for Kamadenuhu. We say Kamadenuhu is a celestial cow. I was talking about this Kalpavrikshaha, the celestial wish-fulfilling tree. Like that, here, this Surabhihi Kamadenuhu also a celestial cow, the wish-fulfilling cow. In fact, It is symbolic, okay? It symbolizes wisdom. Kamadenuhu. There's no such cow, okay, which can come and fulfill all your wishes. It's a wisdom. It's a symbol. It symbolizes wisdom. Symbolic. It stands for wisdom. Why? Because suppose we in Ramayana Vishwamitra goes with his big battalion of people, you know, the soldiers, to Vasishtha's hermit, okay, hermitage, Vasishtha's place. When he visited him, Vasishtha, within no time, fed all the people with delicious food. My God, imagine to cook so for so much of people, how many things we need, how much to cook, and feeding them with the delicious food, imagine, within no time. Because he had Kamadenu. He had the celestial cow, wish-fulfilling cow. Mm-hmm. And Vishwamitra became greedy, you see. He went there, he had got food, he could have felt satisfied. He thought, why should I not take the cow also with me? Then wherever they feel hungry, I don't need to cook anything, don't need to have anything. Immediately I can get the food. Okay, I want food for 1,000 people, and this number of varieties, dishes. Everything is served, you know. Everything remains served, becomes served. Like that. So he wants to take the cow away from him. From Vasishta. In fact, Kamadhenu is not like any other cow, okay, to take it away from somebody. It is a knowledge. It is Brahma Jnanam. It is self-knowledge. It is knowledge of the truth, which is, you know, the wisdom, which is personified as Kamadhenu. Why Kamadhenu? Why the wisdom, the knowledge of the truth of the whole, is it to be Kamadhenu? Wish-fulfilling cow, because once a person is blessed with this knowledge of self, then all his desires and all his wishes are as well fulfilled. That means what? He becomes completely free from the person of knowledge, becomes free from all the desires and wishes and needs. Why? The person of knowledge is said to be blessed with limitless joy. He knows what is limitlessness. Therefore, having identified himself with the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, he is limitlessness, happiness himself. Having discovered what limitlessness is, what happiness is, you know, he becomes completely free from inadequacy. As a person who is free from inadequacy, he is free from all needs. Because he is free from all the needs, he is free from all desires. He has got all his desires resolved now. So all his wishes and desires are as well fulfilled now. That's why once you have knowledge, being blessed with the knowledge of the self is as good as having all your wishes fulfilled. You don't need to really truly fulfill all your desires, all your wishes. Not necessary. That's why Brahmana Vipaschit Sarvan Kaman. Now we have that. Sarvan Kaman Samashmata Iti. This is in Taittiriya Upanishad. That means Sarvan Kama Samashnatem is what? He is the one who has fulfilled all his wishes. Not that one has fulfilled all his desires, has got all his desires resolved. Without being driven away, without being dropped, without undoing, all the desires get resolved in the wake of the knowledge of the truth. That's a secret. So here, that's why Kamadhenu stands for the, you know, Kamadhenu is, and then the wisdom is personified as Kamadhenu here. So that is Surabhihi. So here he says, this wisdom, the power of intellect, knowledge is what now? Is an adjective for the Medha Saraswati here. Surabhihi Saraswati Medha. May the power of intellection, the Medha Devi, the goddess of learning, the capacity to learn, okay, and which is as good as a Kamadhenu, who can, the power of intellection with which alone one can, the grace of which alone one can accomplish the self-knowledge, which is like a Kamadhenu, that Medha Shakti is said to be what now? Surabhihi Saraswati Medha. May that Saraswati bless me with Medha Shakti, with which I'll be able to attain self-knowledge. What sort of Medha Shakti I need to attain self-knowledge? So may Medha Devi bless me with such power that I'll be able to accomplish self-knowledge. That medha I want. Surabhir jushata me surabhi saraswati medha devi jushatam. It's okay now? I got it? I'll tell you again. Let me tell you. See here, the word surabhi is an adjective. The saraswati also is an adjective for medha shakti. Sa surabhi saraswati medha mam jushatam. I repeat again. Repeat sentence. Repeat.
Then, sentence in Sanskrit, if you would, like you just did.
Yeah, I'll repeat it. Now, bless me with what? No, first we said, bless me with the good power of intellection with which I'll be able to attain the self-knowledge. That medha shakti may she bless me with. Then first we say, apsarasu chaya medha.
Apsarasu chaya medha.
See, now if you ask me, apsaraha. Apsaras, no? The celestial damsels. Celestial, no? Heavenly dancers. Heavenly beauties, actually. Not the Miss World, the heaven. Okay. Sargaloka sundariyaha. So we say, the celestial damsels, apsaras, apsarasu, they also have special intelligence, very unique intellect they have. So the power of intellection, the intelligence is possessed by those celestial damsels. Okay, no me medha devi, bless me with intelligence, okay, enjoyed by those celestial damsels. Apsarasu chaya medha, ya medha shaktihi. Apsarasu asti taya medaya mam anugrinnantu anugrinnatu. So okay, me medha shakti, bless me with the power of the intelligence possessed by, enjoyed by the celestial damsels. As I know, apsarasu chaya medha, then gandharveshu chayan manaha. Again, the word manaha, ya medha, apsarasu asti, ya medha, and it's a relative pronoun. Ya is a relative pronoun. Like ya should always be followed by sa. Okay? Okay. Ya raktavarna, raktavarna vastram dharati sa vedika. Okay? Ya sa. We said, ya. So here similarly, ya apsara, ya medha apsarasu, the medha shakti which is found in apsaras, may medha devi bless me with that medha shakti. The next is gandharveshu chayan. Let me finish it separately, then I'll tell you all the meaning together. Gandharveshu chayan manaha, then gandharveshu, apsarasu, apsaras is akaran shabda, and gandharvaha is akaranta pullingaha, so gandharveshu. The gandharvas are heavenly, no, musicians, celestial musicians, singers. So gandharveshu yad manaha becomes yan manaha. Yad manaha, yan manaha, the mind, again mind should be taken for buddhi shakti. The medha shakti found in the celestial damsels, the medha shakti possessed by the heavenly musicians, the celestial musicians, gandharvas, medha devi, bless me with their medha shakti. Gandharveshu yad manaha, apsarasu ya medha, apsarasu chaya medha, gandharveshu chayan manaha, daivi medha saraswati sama medha surabirjushatam. This, I tell you now, sa, listen, sa medha daivi, sa saraswati surabihi medha mam, okay, jushatam. Understand now? Medha Devi, the goddess of learning, who is in the form of Surabhi also, okay, bless me with Medha Shakti found in the Apsaras, the celestial damsels, and also in the Gandharvas, the celestial musicians.
Apsarasu chaya medha gandharveshu chayan manaha daivi medha.
There daivi, no, is divine.
Daivi medha saraswati sama medha suravirjushatam.
Here the many words come as adjectives for medha shakti. See, may Medha Devi bless me with Medha, Medha found in those people. You seek the grace of power of intellection to bless you with power of intellection found in other celestial beings. Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Not clear?
Just say it again.
What is the significance of their particular intelligence?
See, very subtle, much subtler. I mean, much subtle. Just, it is an exaggeration, in fact, really speaking. You ask for all knowledge. See, in fact, if you want to become Sarvajnaha, I want to become Sarvajnaha. That means I want to become all-knowing. How can you become all-knowing? It's impossible, because with mind alone, you have to know things. The mind has limitation. Okay, to know anything in the world, okay, the mind has time limitation, especially the object limitation. So because of the limitation, the part of the instrument through which alone you have to know everything, you can never become a knower of everything. You can never become a sarvavid. You can never become the knower of everything in detail. Nobody can ever say, I know everything. Why? Because the mind has limitation. But one can become sarvajnaha. One can still become sarvajnaha, all-knowing. How? By knowing that without which no knowledge is possible. You can, by knowing the source of knowledge, all forms of knowledge, origin of knowledge, by knowing that without which no knowledge is possible, by knowing that which is the source of all knowledge, all discipline, okay, origin of all knowledge, one can become an asarvajnaha, one can become all-knowing. All knowing means one can know everything in general, not in detail. He's all knowing. Suppose this is the greatest of the accomplishments. And for one to become all knowing, one needs Medha Shakti, intelligence. One needs, you know, very good capacity to know, good power of intellection. Understand? So here, and that's why we say here that Medha Shakti, with which alone one can accomplish his self-knowledge, is said to be Surabhi Medha. Because Surabhi itself is what? Medha, self-knowledge. Surabhi itself is Kamadenahu, which is self-knowledge. Why self-knowledge is said to be Surabhi? Because once you have self-knowledge, you are free from all the desires and all the wishes and all the needs. Well, because self-knowledge frees you from being inadequate. It's a secret. So you say, that means what? I want knowledge of everything in the world. And you say, how can you say? What? Not only in this world, okay? Not only the Medha Shakti found in all the people here. Ya Medha Apsarasu Yad Manaha Gandharveshu Taya Medhaya Mam Anugrinnatu. And you want to say, okay, Medha Shakti found in the celestial damsel, Medha Shakti found in all the celestial musicians. Okay, that. So, may Medha Devi, who is the goddess of learning and who is Surabhi herself, bless me with that Medha. अप्सरासु चया मेधा गन्धर्वेषु चयन्मनः
अप्सरासु चया मेधा गन्धर्वेषु चयन्मनः
दैवी मेधा
सरस्वती
सामा मेधा
सुरभिर्जुषताम्
Sometimes they'll say सुरभिर्जुषतागं स्वाहा. Sometimes they'll say this also. There's another version to say
सुरभिर्जुषतागं स्वाहा.
When they perform a ritual, a fire ritual, chanting this Veda Suktam, no, they offer oblations into the fire. I mean, ghee is the oblation. They offer ghee, and then
सुरभिर्जुषतागं स्वाहा.
They'll pouring the ghee. They'll say this. The swaha literally means hail. I want to know the meaning. While chanting, we don't need to say swaha. That's why I didn't teach you swaha. But if you come across the word swaha, there's also word swaha. Yeah, I dropped that word because we don't chant it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can hear people chanting it. I want the meaning of it. Maybe I want to know the meaning. Swaha means literally hail. Hail to thee. Say the devatas, okay, swaha. But here, the Acharya Vidyaranya Swami says, in fact, we should not go to the expounding of this Vedi hymns at all without having thorough knowledge of Shadangas of the Veda. Because I learned with the teacher who has thorough knowledge of these six Sanghas, Shadangas, I have the guts to teach you this. Really speaking, Vedic language, the the modern Sanskrit language and the Paninian grammar, Sanskritam has in fact evolved from Vedic language, but still Vedic language is very different. The words used in the mantras are very obscure, and then you can find mantras being very obscure construct, actually very obscure. You can't find the meanings. And then the other Acharya, we have to always bow to, I think of these Vedic hymns, is Yaskacharyaha. Yaskacharyaha is the author of the Niruktam, the lexicon of words. And with the help of which you can trace the etymology of the words used in these Vedic hymns. How to find the meanings of these words? We need etymology anyway. So to find etymological meaning of the words used in these hymns, now we need the help of Niruktam. And Yaskacharya is the author of the Niruktam, lexicon of words. So with the help of them, we understand this. As sometimes we can't find the meaning, that's why Pushkara Sraja. Why it sounds... No, because Rasrajisrak, we have to find all the words. Ne karne bhi karne hi. Why it should be like that? So we get the meanings with the help of the Acharyas. Yaskacharyaha and other, we have only two people, okay? Yaskacharyaha, other persons, Vidyaranya Swami. With their commentaries, with their tikas, with their bhashams, we understand the whole thing. And we can't understand. Anyway, said me,
अप्सरासु चया मेधा गन्धर्वेषु चयन्मनः दैवी मेधा सरस्वती सामा मेधा सुरभिर्जुषतागं स्वाहा.
And here, the word swaha is telling, Vidyaranya Swami says, suppose, when you offer the oblations into the fire, saying, O Devata, I offer the oblations to you, say, okay, then immediately it seems Devata responds. As an immediate response to your offering, Devata says, may it happen. Swaha means swaha. So who says this? The offerer himself says, the one who offers oblation into the fire, himself says, Okay, since expresses swaha, which is said to be an expression of the devata. Okay, so okay, thank you. I got it. Like this. Okay, response. It's said to be the swaha is an expression of the devata as an immediate response to the offering, which is also expressed by the offerer. Is it clear?
Yes.
Do you get it? Anyway, suppose you say Agnaye Swaha, Agnaye Idam Nama, you know, Agnaye Na Idam Mama. Suppose it is not from, it's not mine, this is to Agni. Agnaye Idam Na Idam Mama, Agnaye Swaha, Agnaye Swaha. You say, it says the Agni response, oh, I got it, thank you. Mm-hmm. You will get everything what you want. It's not to response, no? The one word Swaha is an expression of the devata as an immediate response to the offering, okay, but this which is said by the offerer himself is the meaning given by acharyas. Okay, so we don't chant, when we chant we don't chant the swaha, we leave it. We say, want to say swaha, can say swaha. But in our Gurukula we always leave because we are not doing any offering now. Mm-hmm. So we just chant it and we take the prayer is very important there. Yushatagam, there comes the Swaras change there.
Apsarasu chaya medha gandharveshu chayan manaha daivi medha Saraswati sama medha surabhirjushatagam swaha.
It was said like that. Surabhirjushatam,
Surabhirjushatam. The next, Amam Medha, Amam Medha, Saraswati,
Saraswati.
Okay, Amam Medha, Amam Medha, Surabhir. Surabhir Vishwarupa,
Vishwarupa
Hiranyavarna,
Hiranyavarna
Jagati Jagamya, Jagati Jagamya Urjaswati,
Urjaswati
Payasa,
Payasa
Pinvamana,
Pinvamana
Samaam
Sama
Medha,
Medha
Supratika Jushantam,
Supratika Jushantam.
Okay. Here, Sa Medha Jushantam. See, the Jushantam means Jushatam. Here, same the word which means Jushatam has come here as Jushantam. Jushantam, why Jushantam? Don't ask. Jushantam is equal to Jushatam. Jushantam means may bless. So may Medha Devi Jushatam. May Medha Devi bless me. And which Medha? And here we have many beautiful adjectives for the Medha Devi. No? Ama. How should she bless? How should Medha Devi bless me? Ama. A means agatya. If you ask why A, A means coming. A, okay? May Medha Devi come and bless me. Jushatam, may she bless me. May Medha Devi bless me. How? A. First let come to me. A. Just simply A. What does it mean? A. Vedic, okay? Mom. Maam agatya. A maam means maam agatya jushatam. With Medha Shakti, come to me, come and bless me. Don't understand my own meaning, okay? Care of. Yes, Kacharya.
A maam medha.
A maam medha.
Then, so Medha Devi, may she come to me, okay? Then bless me. But which sort of Medha Devi should come and bless me? All other words have adjectives for Veda, Medha Devi. all those other words are adjectives. Surabhihi medha, Vishwarupa medha, Hiranyavarna medha, Jagati medha, Jagamya medha. Okay? Urjaswati Pinnamana, I'll explain to you the other words. Let me tell you these first. Surabhihi medha. You know the word Surabhihi medha. Now the medha means medha shakti, the power of intellection. And Surabhihi medha means what? Surabhihi stands for self-knowledge. The medha shakti, by the grace of who alone the self-knowledge can take place, is called Surabhihi medha. Okay, Mimedha Devi, Mimedha Shakti, come and bless me. Surabhihi Medha, come and bless me. Understand? Next is Vishwarupa. Is the Vishwarupa?
Yes.
Vishwarupa. See, the Vishwarupa, in fact, literally means, literal meaning of the word Vishwarupa, Vishwarupaha, Vishwarupam, Vishwarupa means one who is in the form of the universe. Literal meaning. But here, you shouldn't take it as one form of universe. One, the Medha Shakti, the power of intellection, which is the form of all forms of knowledge, all disciplines, all forms of knowledge, is Vishwarupa. See, in this context, the word Vishwarupa means different. As Vishwarupa as an adjective for the word Medha means the Medha Shakti, which is in the form of, all forms of knowledge, which alone any form of knowledge is attainable, will be Vishwarupa. Surabhir Vishwarupa. First we say Surabhihi, self-knowledge. Okay, then Vishwarupa, all other forms of knowledge. Vishwarupa, Hiranyavarna. See, Hiranyavarna means, Hiranya means gold. Hiranyavarna medha. No? Hiranya means gold. And here, Varnaha means what? Complexion, okay? She who glitters like gold. That's literal meaning. One who is of golden complexion is Hiranyavarna. But here, we should take it as what? The medha shakti, which is not outside of the mind, the buddhi, the brilliant mind, when you say the brilliance of the intellect, how can you see the brilliance of the intellect? When somebody does something in a given situation, the presence of mind, there's an expression of what? The brilliance, isn't it? Somebody is walking, you see on the roadside, and he slips and falls, you generally go and help the person from falling. Now I hold the person from falling. That means what? You don't think, oh, that person is falling, let me go on. You don't. Immediately you respond, no? The immediate response is what? All the expression of Medha Shakti. So, the Medha, the brilliance of the power of intellect, which expresses itself, in a given situation, with the presence of mind, is what? Which expresses. It's said to be Hiranyavarna. This is not my meaning again. Acharya's meaning. Hiranyavarna. Is it clear? Hiranyavarna Medha. See, Medha Shakti, which is in the form of presence of mind, which flashes, which strikes suddenly, which expresses itself, is Hiranyavarna. And here, Vidyaranya Swami gives another meaning also. Hitam cha ramaniyam cha. Hiranyavarna. He gives another meaning. Hitam cha ramaniyam cha. Hita cha ramaniya cha medha Hiranyavarna. There's no connection, I don't know. He says that meaning. So that which is benedictive, that which is pleasing. Suppose somebody says something, those words are expression of what? Expression of the mind, thought. And those words are pleasing another person. They're also benedictive. May you live long, may you be happy, have a good day, have a nice time. All these words are what? pleasing words. Pleasing, they're also benedictive. Blessing, okay? And such words, so hitam, and which the Medha Shakti, which does good in the long run, not immediately. And also it's pleasing, desirable also. So hitam cha ramaniyam cha, that which, so the benedictory, and also pleasing words, okay? So that Medha Shakti, the words which are expression of the Medha Shakti, for one to say something which is pleasing and benedictive, you know, one must be good at heart, one must be really good, one should have good intelligence. You know, so he says here, the Medha Shakti, with the, which alone one can say nice words, express good words, one can bless other person, one can utter words of blessings, and such Medha Shakti is said to be here, Hiranyavarna. Vishwarupa Hiranyavarna Jagati Jagamya. So here Jagati, Jagati Medha Shakti. What is Jagati here? Jagati means, little speech, Jagati is a feminine of the word Jagat. Jagat means universe. Jagati is what? Universe. Another word for Jagat is Jagati. But here, as adjective for Medha Shakti, it means the intellect which is found in all life forms. The intelligence, the knowledge found in all the life forms, is said to be what? Jagati Medha. Because, of course, the highest, you know, level of intelligence is found in human beings. All the beings are blessed with Medha Shakti. The Medha Shakti, the power, you know, the intelligence is found in all the beings, but adequate to live their lives. Yesterday I was talking to Anna. Suppose a plant has intelligence. There is intelligence in plants. There is intelligence, you know, in animals, in all the beings, insects, worms, even individual organisms like amoeba, paramecium, because they all live. Wherever we see life, an visible or invisible, perceptible or imperceptible being, wherever we see the life, we see the growth, we see the motion, we see the movements, there are functions. And wherever there are functions, in every small or big or function, we can understand there is an order. And wherever there is an order, there is knowledge. Because no order can exist by itself without being supported by knowledge. And that knowledge is what? Intelligence. That intelligence is what? Consciousness. So consciousness alone manifests as the knowledge, the intelligence, which backs up the order involved in all the functions of all the life forms, all life forms. This Jagati. Jagati Medha Shakti. See, it's a very, very, very beautiful thing. Okay. Namaste.
Is it Justin?
Yeah. See, can you see the difference? Yeah. The words are different here. Because you can't say, is this the same words in other contexts, in other place, they mean differently. Jagati Medha. You have to, when as adjective for the word Medha, it means different. Yeah.
Having on, this is so Justin. 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 You'll get to know the names.
Yes, thank you.
So Jagati. And then, so we say, when you said this, Medha Shakti come and bless me. Come to me and bless me. Mam agatya jushatam. Mam pratyagatya jushatam. So if you, when you think of this, it enhances your understanding of Ishvara, and also you really you'll be blessed with the good power of intelligence. Power. So he says, Vishwarupa Hiranyavarna Jagati Jagamya Medha Mam A Jushatam. Mam Agatya Jushatam. It's understood. But here we have Jagamya. Jagamya means it literally means accessible, attainable, reachable. But here the Medha Shakti, which is worth gaining, worth possessing. We say now the Medha Shakti, which is worth possessing, when you say Jagamya. Jagamya, suppose we say it's worth possessing this, it's worth gaining this knowledge. It's worth going there. It's worth meeting this person. It's worth, when you say, similarly, Medha Shakti, which is worth gaining, is what Jagamya Medha. No? I say Jagamya Medha Shakti. It's worthwhile. Jagati Jagamya. So, that Medha Shakti, sword it is for Medha. Surabhihi Vishwarupa Hiranyavarna Jagati Jagamya Medha Mam A Jushatam. Mam Agati Jushatam. Then how what you should do? Urjaswati. See, Urjas means strength. And Urjaswati means what? Come to me, bless me, not go immediately, okay? Come, stay, gain strength in me. The Medha Shakti which comes to me may stay and gain strength in me. I mean, what? May my Medha Shakti become strong. May I have good power of intellection to say that. May Medha Shakti come and gain strength in me. It's good, isn't it? Urjaswati bhavatu. Mam pratyagachatu, mayi tishtatu, stitva mam jushatam. Katam jushatam, urjaswati bhutva. Having gained strength in me, may Medha Shakti bless me. I'm repeating Medha, 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 because it's more than the word intelligence. Understand? Urjaswati. Urjaswati here, there is not adjective there. Urjaswati bhavatu, when you say, okay, may she gain strength in me, may she become strong in me. It means may my power of intellection become highly powerful. No? That's the meaning. Urjaswati. See, Urjaswan, Urjaswati. Urjas means strength. They say Urjaswan Richard Mahodaya, Urjaswati and Urjaswan masculine. One who is endowed with it, like Buddhiman, Buddhimati, Gunavan, Gunavati, Bhagavan, Bhagavati, like Urjaswan, Urjaswati. Because Medha happens to be feminine gender word. No? Mam Agatya Jushatam Mayi Stitva Urjaswati Bhavatu. May she gain strength in me, become strong. Urjaswati Payasa. Urjaswati payasa pinvamana pinvamana sama medha
sama medha
supratika jushantam
supratika jushantam.
So here payasa pinvamana, having gained strength in me, then pinvamana means showering. Pinamana showering, may she shower. With what? With milk of boons. Payasa means, payaha means milk. Payasa sakarantaha shabdaha. So tutiyayam payasa iti rupam. Okay, in third case it becomes payasa. Showering me with milk of boons. 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 Gifts. Oh, because why? We have already mentioned the word what? Surabhihi. Okay. Surabhi is a wish fulfilling cow, I already said. Medha Shakti, in the form of Medha Shakti, expressing herself in the form of self-knowledge, which is Surabhi, the wish fulfilling cow, bless me with the milk of, shower me, what now? Shower, confer upon me with the milk of boons. Payasa pinvamana. Sa pinvamana. So showering me with the milk of boons. Mam Jushata, may she bless me. Sa Medha Devi. Sa Medha Devi, which is found in celestial beings, all celestial damsels and being other Gandharvas, and which is found everywhere, which is there as Surabhihi, Hiranyavarna, Vishwarupa, Jagati, Jagamya, Mam Agatya, Maistitva, Ujaswati Bhutva. Understand? Mam Payasa Pinvamana Dushatam. Showering me with the milk of boons, and may she bless me. But I will not miss anything. I should not miss anything. The Medha Devi should manifest in herself in me in such a way that I should not miss anything in the world.
Miss anything in the world? Never possible.
Yeah. Once you are blessed with self-knowledge, everything is given. That is the aim, but still. May she bless me with everything. I should not miss anything in the world means may she bless me with everything. You cannot do a better prayer than this, I tell you. You cannot do a better prayer than this. Urjasva, we have to ask, see, the mantra Drashtaraha Rishyaha are very, very careful. Ah! Mom, ah! Mam Agatya. Kidrashi Mam Agatya. Kidrashi Maida should come to me. Surabhihi Medha, Vishwarupa Medha, Hiranyavarna Medha, Jagati Medha, Jagamya Medha, Mam Agatya. What should you do? Mai Stitva. Understood. Okay. Agatya Stitva. What should she do then? Urjaswati Bhutva. Becoming strong, having gained strength in me. Then what should she do? Payasa pinvamana, showering me with the milk of bones. Mam jushatam, may she bless me. This, what is her blessing?
Ujaswati payasa pinvamana sama medha supratika jushantam.
Okay, one word, supratika is there. So, may she bless me to have an auspicious beginning. Supratika, says Acharya here. I mean, say Acharya in this context, I mean Shankaracharya, I mean Vidyaranya Swami.
Yeah.
He says here, or Yaskacharya says, supratika means auspicious beginning. May she bless me with the auspicious beginning of the study of scriptures. So we are doing the proper thing. Supratika means auspicious beginning. So it's understood auspicious beginning of what? The study. The study of what? The study of the Upanishads. Study of the Shastram. Understand now? See, bless me with what? Bless me with the auspicious beginning of, because auspicious beginning, beginning of the study of the auspicious scriptures, I mean the Upanishads, Shastra. Okay, we'll go next mantra. I want to finish the thought. When you come next class, so I have to give you detailed notes of this actually. I had to tell so much. I don't want to chant mechanically after me without knowing the meaning.
Mm.
At least if I chant, which when you chant after, recite after me, you know the meaning.
Mm.
You will see the meaning.
Mm.
mahi medham
mahi medham
mahi prajam
mahi prajam
mahi medham mahi prajam
mahi medham mahi prajam
mahi agniste jo dadato
mahi agniste jo dadato
mahi medham mahi prajam
mayi medham mayi prajam
mayi agniste jo dadato
mayi agniste jo dadato.
Here first we saw medham ma indro dadato. There we saw the other verb dadato, may give, but here we have the verb dadato, place, infuse. No, that's why not mom here. See, may dadatu, may give me, mahim dadatu. You can say to give to me, you can say, but the fourth case. But here, it is because the word dadatu, the dadatu, no? And another verb is used here. So which means may place, the way it's mayi. May the Lord Indra, may Indra Devata, place power of intellect in me. It's literal meaning, not placing, infuse. Wisdom, infuse intelligence. You know, I mean, may bless me with good power of intellection. I had to say that.
Mayi medham, mayi prajam, mayi indra, mayi agniste jo dadhatu.
So, may Agni Devata, the fire, may Bhagavan in the form of fire, or Bhagavan, may Agni Devata bless me with what? We say here, bless me with Medha Shakti. Also, Praja. Praja means progeny. Good children. So, good children, we do not think of only our own children. Which once you look at the society as a whole family, you always think of the society be blessed with good. Because wherever you live, also your family. Like a family. Bless me with the good children means good children. Who are the good children? The children who are blessed with good power of intellection. So that who will be able to choose to do the right, avoid the wrong. The power of intellection should be in such a way that always should help you to have discretion in your actions. So Indrahadan Agnihi Tejaha Dada. Tejaha means strength. May Bhagavan come of fire or bless me with Medha Shakti, good progeny and good strength. Here the Agnihi is a Devata. Not only the Agni is there in the form of Jatra Agni, the digestive fire. Agni is the presiding deity of the speech. No? The organ of speech. Then Agnihi, fire, is the presiding deity of the organ of speech. So it is indispensable for every seeker to have good speech and good health. So we seek this Agni's help here. May Agni Devata, may Bhagavan Hum of Agni bless me with the Medha, good children, who are endowed with good power of intellection and also good strength. Then mayi medham, mayi prajam, mayi indra indriyam dadato. Then Indraha, I told you already, Indraha is the preceding deity of, Indraha stands for the entire physical prowess and stamina. I told you, Indra also is what preceding deity of the power of organs of action, the power of hands, organ of action called hands. So may Indra Devata bless me with Medha Shakti, bless me with the good progeny, and bless me with, you know, virility, indriyam. Because all these things are needed for self-knowledge. Because all these things are required for one to enjoy good intelligence. So here, mayi medham, mayi prajam, mayi indra indriyam dadato. Mayi medham, mayi prajam, mayi suryo bhrajo dadhato. Next one is Suryaha. May Suryaha, see the Suryaha, the preceding deity of the power of seeing. And Suryaha also is said to be, stands for the Lord the Whole, as the one who inspires our thoughts and the intellect. And stands for consciousness under Suryaha. Therefore here, may Surya, Bhagavan Dhamma Suryaha, bless me with the good Medha Shakti and good progeny and, you know, brilliance. Brajaha means brilliance. Brilliance.
What is
Brajaha? Brilliance.
Progeny.
Praja means progeny. See, the word praja literally means citizen also. But here it means progeny. Generally, it is for the we can chant it, always we can chant this. People will have, may feel, oh, I'm old now, I don't have children, we should chant all these mantras. That's not true. We can chant it. Still it is worth chanting. When your sight falls on some any other child, it will work. If you happen to see somebody, now your drishti falls on any child, oh, may this child be happy. Your prayer will have give the strength. Your thought, oh, may this child be happy, may this child be good child, may this child be righteous child, may the child, you know, blessed with everything that the child needs to be happy in his life. You need to have that thought. If you are chanting, your work, it will work. For that, any child will work. It's very good. That's all. Mantra is over now. Medha is over. We'll chant it again from the beginning once. No, don't do that. There's some corrections are there. I don't go to this. We leave that. That is not there. That's not part of. That is not part of this thing. They simply give this. Om.
मेधा देवी जुषमाणान आगाद मेधा देवी जुषमाणान आगाद विश्वाची भद्रा भद्रा सुमनस्यमाना सुमनस्यमाना त्वया जुष्टा नुदमाना दुरुक्तान् बृहद्वदेम विदधे सुवीराः विदते सुवीराः त्वया जुष्ट ऋषिर्भवति देवे त्वया ब्रह्मागतश्रीरुतत्वया त्वया जुष्टश्चित्रं विन्दते वसुसानो जुषस्व द्रविणो न मेधे मेधाम् इन्द्रो ददातु मेधाम् देवी सरस्वती
मेधाम् इन्द्रो ददातु मेधाम् देवी सरस्वती
मेधाम् मे अश्विनावुभावादत्ताम् पुष्करस्रजा अप्सरासु चया मेधा गंधर्वेषु च
गन्धर्वेषु च यन्मनः
यन्मनः
दैवी मेधा
दैवी मेधा
सरस्वती
सरस्वती
सामा मेधा
सामा मेधा
सुरभिर्जुषताम्
सुरभिर्जुषताम्
आमा मेधा
आमा मेधा
सुरभिर्
सुरभिर्
विश्वरूपा
विश्वरूपा
हिरण्यवर्णा
हिरण्यवर्णा
जगति जगम्या
जगति जगम्या
ऊजस्वती
ऊजस्वती
पयसा
पयसा
पिन्वमाना
पिन्वमाना
पयसा
पयसा
पिन्वमाना
पिन्वमाना
सामा मेधा
सामा मेधा
सामा मेधा
सामा मेधा
सुप्रतीका जुषन्ताम्
सुप्रतीका जुषन्ताम्
मयि मेधाम्
मयि मेधाम्
मयि प्रजाम्
मयि प्रजाम्
मयि अग्निस्तेजो ददातो
मयि अग्निस्तेजो ददातो
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियम् ददातो
मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियम् ददातो
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयि अग्निस्तेजो ददातो
मयि अग्निस्तेजो ददातो
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयीन्द्र मयीन्द्र
मयीन्द्र
इन्द्रियम् ददातो
इन्द्रियम् ददातो
मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियम् ददातो
मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियम् ददातो
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम्
मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो ददातो
मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो ददातो
मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो ददातो
मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो ददातो
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Actually, I have given you only literal meanings, okay? You know, lot of things I have to say about it, generally, that I tell you sometime. I wanted to, at least now next time when you come to the class, I can start straight away, you can bring up Sanskrit papers, you can start chanting. As you're chanting, using this Medha Dhatum, I'm going to teach you the Swaras. I'll make you chant only this one suktam thoroughly, well, and you'll also pick up all the swaras, udatta, anudatta, swarita, she'll pick up. You've got it all in now. You're getting it now. You got them. You've got them already. So you'll get them, and then, so because later on it'll be helpful to recite Taittiriyam. When we finish this mundakam, and go to Taittiriyam, we'll say. And then, because Taittiriyam has swaras, Mundakam has not swaras. Taittiriyam is this Upanishad. And then, so this, now to the meanings, okay, about the being caught up in past. Okay, caught up with the past, not to be able to come out of it, and which itself becomes an obstacle, an impediment in our pursuit of knowledge. And this Medha Sukta is an excellent thing, I tell you. Best thing. Just, it's like, you know, it's like taking some medicine, a bitter medicine, put into mouth and drinking water. Forget about it. Then without thinking, without giving second thought to anything, Om Medha Devi Jushamana Nagat. Like that, no, keep on handing. Om Medha Devi Jushamana Nagat. Vishwati Bhadra Samanasyamana Toya Jushta Nadamana Duruktaan Bhadva Dem Vidate Suvira. Keep on chanting. So as we chant it in the class, and then actually I'll explain the significance of chanting it. And just because as you chant now, at least you can remember, relate to the words now, what I said in the class now, you relate to. And suppose if you see these words elsewhere, the meaning will be different. Oh, what is Medha Shakti is in the form of universe or what? Medha Shakti is in, you can't really get the words. And these words, adjective for the word Medha, mean this, these things. Now what they mean, only in this context, different.
So you're implying that a number of these words are not, you can't look them up in dictionary because they are special interpretation.
No, that's what I'm saying. These words, that is why chandasi prayuktaha shabdaha, the words used in the Veda, you know, you cannot find them in the in conventional Sanskrit. That is why we are very much dependent on the explanations by acharyas. And who are the acharyas available for us now? Yaskacharyaha, and also Vidyaranya Swami, and they had done a lot of work. And Yaskacharya is the author, I told you about this lexicon of words, Niruktam. So if you refer to the Niruktam, you can find, okay, why this word means this, why this is the meaning, not any other meaning, and we have to trace the etymology of the word with the help of, you know, their notes. That is why we had to go by their explanations. In fact, in Vedic period, there was a school of thought, I mean, they were against this. They said, they were saying, because the mantras are very obscure, they said that they don't have any meaning at all. There was a group of people who were saying, these Veda mantras don't make any sense. They have no meaning at all, because they are very obscure. But of course that has been refuted completely. That's a different thing. The meanings have been established. That's a different thing. But I'm saying, they're so obscure that we can't find the meanings anywhere. For example, even the suktam, if you take the dictionary, see the meaning of the word suktam. What is said there? A hymn, over, meaning is over. Hymn. And if you can find another word, a word of praise. You can't find more than that.
I mean, we had the Gayatri mantra many times, you know, and very difficult. I mean, I've seen so many translations.
I tell you, Gayatri mantra is one poor mantra. I feel sorry for the mantra.
Yeah.
People giving different meanings out there.
But all basically nonsensical ones I've seen, more or less.
Actually, you know, there in Gayatri mantra, what happens? Bhagavan is invoked in the form of sun, invoked as the sun. Surya. Bhagavan himself, Bhagavan the whole is invoked. When I say Bhagavan the whole is invoked, actually speaking, the sun there stands for the Bhagavat Swarupam, the consciousness. The truth of the whole, the consciousness, it is Swarupam of the whole, and the sun, the Suryaha, stands for the consciousness, stands, represents. But because consciousness is self-luminous, self-evident, self-revealing, self-effulgent, is of the nature of knowing. Because sun also is all-illumining, self-luminous, body, it stands for that. Illumines the whole jagat by its light, without doing any action, by its presence. Similarly, consciousness brings everything to consciousness. Because of consciousness, everything is known, thereby brings everything to light. So it stands. Sun stands for the Swarupam of Bhagavan, the whole, the consciousness. That's why we say here, for any Gayatri mantra, any Gayatri, you always, everywhere you ask, may inspire my thoughts. Chodayat, prachodayat. Chodana means what? Chodana means just waking up. Chodana means, prachodayat, may inspire my thoughts means what? May direct my thinking, my ways of thinking, may direct me. Again, you ask for this, but indirectly ask for good power of intellection, thereby discretion, and thereby also knowledge. Many people, but they give. So, in fact, enlighten me with the knowledge. Enlighten my mind with the knowledge. That's what is asked actually. In Gayatri Mantra. That's why Gayatri Mantra, when you chant it, we should know what you're asking for. And purely, especially in the Surya Gayatri, this particular, the popular Gayatri, the mantra, the Savitri Mantra, which is known as Gayatri Mantra, there you ask for the knowledge. But in all the, of course, all the Gayatris. The Surya Gayatri especially. Enlightenment. Thus, many people come with different meanings.
Don't you take a break? That's one. You just have a cup of tea.
Yeah, you can have a cup of tea.
Okay.